Watch, Bad Idea, Fight Erupts Between Marines and Civilians on Austin's 6th Street. By Amy Furr on November 21, 2023. Several United States Marines got into an altercation with civilians during an evening out on Sunday in Austin, Texas. The fight apparently erupted when a woman snatched a phone from one of the Marines and threw it over his head as the group stood with others on 6th Street, the New York Post reported Monday. In the video clip posted by TX Street Fights 2, a man wearing a white jacket appears to throw a punch at a Marine while the other servicemen grab him and hold him back. The civilians and Marines then push and shove each other until tensions escalate as one man, wearing a white t-shirt, starts yelling at a Marine. The Marine, however, appears to have had enough and pushes the man, who instantly fights back. The man in the white t-shirt eventually falls to the ground as the crowd swarms around him. Texas Department of Public Safety and fellow law enforcement officers then burst onto the scene to stop the chaos. The Post article said one officer appears to arrest one man who is lying on the ground. The clip was recorded just outside the doors of the Voodoo Room. It did not take long for mounted police officers to arrive at the scene to restore order. It's unclear what led to the mayhem or how many people were arrested, the Post report said, adding, 6th Street, lined by bars and nightclubs, has long been a tourist draw for Austin, but has also been plagued by safety problems and rowdy behavior. Social media users quickly commented on the video. One person writing, "You have to be extremely intelligent to start a fight with an entire unit of Marines. Dude, these are trained Marines. They're trained to fight the toughest enemy around the world and you want to mess with a group of Marines. Bad idea." Another user commented. The leftist-run city has reportedly been suffering from a police officer shortage. Some current and former officers have claimed there has been hostility towards law enforcement and conservatives. Watch, chaos erupts in Texas Capitol, busy intersection taken over, cops attacked. The situation has resulted in later response times and 911 calls being redirected to the non-emergency number due to a lack of officers, according to Breitbart News. In 2020, the Austin City Council voted to defund the police movement and cut the budget by $150 million. The City Council ended up refunding the police department in 2021. Although the police union still alleges that the city has far too few officers for a city of its size, the report said.